In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering to death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Westover. O Lord, we beseech thee, let thy continual pity cleanse and defend thy church. And because it cannot continue in safety without thy succor, preserve it evermore by thy help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. The confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in the civil way, in his household. This morning, the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, or I shall sanctify the holy day. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred, and gladly hear and learn it. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, reading from verse 4 through verse 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. So far, our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Galatia, chapter 5, reading from verse 25 through chapter 6, verse 10. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So far is the reading. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what shall ye put on? Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Here ends our reading of the Gospel. We join in confessing together our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. then to Abraham comes the promise. In you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And the sons of Abraham, in his seed, in his descendants, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And then comes Jacob, the one called Israel, the exile to Egypt, where they are slaves. God calls them out of Egypt through the hand of Moses. They've wandered 40 years in the wilderness. And now, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is recapitulating these events for their ears. He says, "Listen, hear, O Israel, Shema, the Lord our God, the Lord is one God, one Lord." Not that somehow by doing these things, by hearing and doing these things, they will become God's people, but rather because God has made you his people. This is what you do. Hear, the Lord is one, the Lord our God is one Lord. In the lands they have traveled through, and in the promised land that they are about to enter, there are all sorts of false gods. And we need to apply their situation to our own. If they were troubled by all sorts of false gods, tempted to be drawn away from the Lord, the one God, so too are we. We have plenty of false gods. Mammon, we just heard about that one. Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 6. You're either going to love one or hate the other. You're going to be attached to one or despise. Despise simply meaning think not worth putting effort into. And he goes on to talk about how trust the Lord for what you need, food, clothing, the basics even. I think, and Luther did too, that Mammon is one of the most attractive false gods we have. We like to use the word financial security, don't we? Like to have financial security. Jesus calls that the deceitfulness of riches. If you think about it, if you follow the economy, if you look at what goes on in this world with wars, destruction, famines, hope, there is no financial security. Security is in the Lord our God, the one Lord. Lots of other false gods. Sadly, one of the most frequently heard from these days among the false gods is promoted by a large part of what in our culture is called the Christian church. They have a Jesus, small J, who is not the Son of God, and who does not count anything sin. One of my favorite authors, C.S. Lewis, speaking of we fallen human beings, says, we really don't want to be forgiven. We want to be excused. And he is so true. But sadly, these people, these so-called Christians, churches, preach that Jesus not only does not forgive, does not excuse, he condones. Probably the most well-known current example of what I'm talking about is talking about identifying your gender. Male and female, he created them. But to these folks, the good way of looking at things is to let the individual identify not only what's good and what's evil, but whether God created me as I should be or not be. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one Lord. Our Lord, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, does not condone what is revealed, his written, his scriptures, his written word, called sin. In his ministry on earth, our Lord called them to repentance. His ministry is characterized by bringing sinners to repentance. There's several places in the Gospels where our Lord expresses what we might call his own Shema. One of them is as he concludes the parable of the tares among the wheat. Listen to this. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He did not become one of us. The Son of God was not born as a human being to excuse or condone our self-centered desire to be our own judge of what is good and what is evil. He came to suffer and die on a cross to pay the price of even that sin. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. You notice Moses' emphasis when he goes on to talk about hearing. He describes what I like to think of as being immersed in the word. Soaked in it, if you will. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Did you notice in our confessional reading today from Luther's Small Catechism, in his concise, compact way of speaking, talking about the third commandment, the worship of God, he has this to say, as the head of the family, should teach them in a simple way to his household. Let's be for soaking in it, huh? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, or thou shalt sanctify the holy day. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. What I say is Shema. Hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
6th of this month. We don't have information about funeral yet, but we include those who mourn her passing in our prayers. Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, the giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies you granted to our sister Ramona during her life, especially for calling her to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort the survivors who mourn her death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Let all of us remember that we too are mortal, so that we will ever prepare our hearts to fall asleep in faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost, art one God, one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Given into death for your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for you, for the remission of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for you, for the remission of your sins. Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith of life everlasting. Depart and be.
Thank you.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.